Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Mem Zayin, mitzvah 247, as we do the second of the two mitzvahs here that are related to growths. Yesterday we had the mitzvah of Arla. The first 3 years, they are all fruit, are off limits. And the fourth year, that's today's mitzvah, says the next pasuk, Uvashana HaRaviyis Yiyeh Kol Piryo Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. In the fourth year, all of your fruit should be Kodesh Hilulim, holy, praiseful, Hilulim, from the word Hallel, Lashem. What do we know that means? The Rashi explains, Yiyeh Kol Piryo Kodesh Kemaiser Sheni. There are many parallels, which we'll get to, between Maiser Sheni and Neter Avai. We paskin that both of them are eaten only in Yerushalayim. Ma Maiser Sheni enenechal chus l'chomas Yerushalayim, ela bepidyon avzekein. So therefore, the only way to eat fruit of Maiser Sheni or fruit of Neter Avai is to redeem it, change the Kedusha onto money, and in that way be able to eat the fruit outside, bring the money up, and redeem it, as we will see the details. But that's Rashi. V'davar zeh hilulim Hashem. This is a praise to Hashem. Hu shenos'o sham l'shevach u'lahalel Hashemayim. I bring it up to praise and to sing to Hashem. So that's the mitzvah. There is an unusual formulation of the mitzvah. We don't paskin this way in the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel on the pasuk. If you look right here, he seems to say that you have to give the fruit to the Kohen and then redeem it from him. So we don't paskin that way. We assume that Neter Avai is just like Maaser Sheni. It's yours. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. But he says, Ubishata Revi Asa Ye Kol Inve Kudshei Tushbachan Kadam Hashem Misparak Min Kahana. To redeem it from the Kohanim. So we don't usually assume that, but that is what the Rabbi Yonasan Ben Uziel says here. But we assume, like Rashi says, that's the halacha, that it is Neter Avai, that it is ours. Okay, so let's see the chinuch. Lihiyos Neter Avai Kulo Kodesh. Continues the chinuch. Pirush, called Peros Hayotzim Be'ilon B'shan HaRavias L'Netiyaso, all fruit that come out of the tree in its fourth year, Heim Kodesh, it is holy, Klo Marshim Nechalon L'Bailim Kamo Maiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, V'Zui Kedushasan, that's what makes it sanctified. The more holy something is, the more limited is the place that we're allowed to eat it. Kachi Kachim could only be in by the Kohanim in the Azara. Kachi Kalim could be in the entire city of Yerushalayim, like Maiser Sheni, like Neter Avai. Something that doesn't have Kedush, you can eat wherever you want. The more holy something is, the more limited is the place where it can be eaten. Shneamar unetatem kolitz ma'achal v'chulu u'bashana haraviyis yekol piryo kodesh hilulim Hashem uba pirush sheheim l'baylim. So it says kodesh hilulim to Hashem. So that's where the Yonasan Ben Uziel gets it from. That what does it mean l'Hashem? Usually it means giving it to a god or to his servants. But we don't pass it that way. We say l'Hashem just means bringing it to Hashem's city. Upirish hilulim hu sheyochluhu abaylim b'Yerushalayim. They should eat it in Yerushalayim, and that is the hilul. This is Neta Ravai. And the Chazali quotes learn from a pasuk, Ubisifri Dorish Neta Ravai Ulabailim. Again, even though it's not mafurish in the pasuk, we learn it from a Sifri and we compare it to Maaser Sheni. That Neta Ravai, the fourth year fruits, go to the Kohen. And this is in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't mention it yesterday. The Shulchan Aruch, there's one siman in the Shulchan Aruch about Arla and Ravai, Reish Sadik Dalid in Yaradeya. That's Hilchas Arla. Arla's Halacha Maisa. If you have a tree. We have a tree, so we have a pomegranate tree in our backyard. So there's arla there. You have to wait the first couple of years, unless you planted it with the dirt, so it was just replanted, and you can start counting from the original moment. But if you plant a new tree, you got to wait 3 years. You got to figure it out with Tu B'Shvat, with Rosh Hashanah, all the details. But that is what that is. Reis Aladal Yoredei Hilchos Arla. Two Seifim in there is Peres Ravai. It's not a separate siman in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Peros Revai Yishlam Din Maaser Sheni L'Chol Davar. Ubizman Abayis Hayitzricham Alosam Yerushalayim Lachlam Sham. Olaf Dosam. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, you had to bring it there. V'ha Idna, that we don't bring it up to Yerushalayim, so we're poted it, as we'll see soon in the, as Hashem in the Chinuch. Okay, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Let's talk about some of the reasons behind this mitzvah. Number one, he quotes three reasons, the Chinuch. Number one, Sheratza Hakel Lios Ha'adam Mit Orer Lahalel Hashem Barachu Betchilas Mivchar Peris Ilanosa. Hashem wants us to be awakened to bring Him the chosen fruit at the beginning, of the fourth year. Kidei, why? Sheyanuach alav noam Hashem ubirchaso v'yisbarchu peirosav. This is a thought that the Chinuch writes in a number of places. Hashem, when he wants to give us a bracha on something, he tells us to do a mitzvah with that item. And once we do a mitzvah with that item, mamela, we're going to get a bracha. That's what he writes at length in the mitzvah of benching, which we'll have blessed from later on in Parshas Ekev. He writes, there's a mitzvah with bread so that Hashem can give us bracha with the bread. Right, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that on the day that we're judged on Mayim, so we do Nisa Chamayim on Sukkot. On a day that we're judged on grains, we bring a special carbon of grain. When we're judged on every time you're judged on something, we do an action with that item in order to get a bracha. And that's what the Gemara even says on Rosh Hashanah, we're makriv ourselves because we want a bracha to get a Shana Tova. But here too, we bring the fruit because we want a bracha with the fruit. Ki Yakel Atov Chafetz Beto Ber Yosef. Hashem is out for the good of His creations. V'lachein Sivanu L'ha'alosan V'la'echolosan V'makom Shebachar Mimei Ket. Hashem told us, commanded us to bring it up and eat it in the place which He chose. Kisham tziva Hashem es habracha. That's where the bracha goes out from and emanates from. All bracha. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Umivchar peros ha'ilan em yotzim b'shana raviyas. And the best ones are the fourth year. As we said from the Ramban yesterday, that's why we wait. But number one, he says, because we want a bracha to be chal. Number two, v'od yesh to'eles la'adam. This is another reason why there's a mitzvah of Netzer Avai. And this reason applies to a number of mitzvos. Bihiyoso mitzuva lecho b'makom hu ksas peirosav. By the fact that we are forced to eat certain fruit only in Yerushalayim, kigon zeh, u'maiser sheni, v'gam maiser behema, these are all foods that the Yisrael could eat. But he has to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. That makes sure that we always have one foot in the holy city. We're never too far from there. Ki mitokach yikva moshava, o moshav, ksas mibana, ba'osu ha'makom. So we'll either have a place to, one of our kids will live there, we'll always go there, because we always need to have one foot there. Ki sham morei ha'torah v'ikar ha'chachma, that's the place where the greatest Tamid Hachamim, the 71 greatest Rabbanim, sit in the Sanhedrin there, in the Lushkas HaGazis. Yerushalayim is an inspiring place. And Hashem gives us mitzvos, which force us to not be too far from Yerushalayim throughout the year. So three times a year, we have to go. All of Bnei Yisrael have to go. Aliyah L'Regel. But even more than that, separate from the mitzvos of Aliyah L'Regel, there are many other times that we have to go to Yerushalayim. Bikurim, Maaser Sheni, Netzer Avai, Maaser Behema. All of these mitzvos force us to be in Yerushalayim as well, because that is the place of inspiration. The Tosfos is a beautiful Tosfos in Baba Basra on Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, talking about Maaser Sheni, but it could extend exactly to Netzer Avai. Tosfos Diber Maschil Ki Mitzion Teisei Torah. Baba Basra Chaf Aleph. Lefi Shahaya Roe Kedusha Gedola. When you go to Yerushalayim, you see great Kedusha. V'Kohanim Oskim Ba'Avoda. Hayim Mechuvan Libo Yoter Liyir HaShamayim. V'Lo Motara. You see the Kohanim who are so being so medactic about every little nitty gritty detail. Right, if we learn and appreciate what the avod is, then we see somebody doing it. Lahavdil. If somebody's an expert in a certain sport, then they watch the person who does that sport in such a beautiful, gorgeous, meticulous way. It's inspiring. Like, whoa, did you see that? I don't know anything about golf, but if I knew anything about golf, and you said to somebody, you watch a golf pro, and it's like, wow, amazing. How does it's inspiring. Lahavdil, if we study the avoda, we learn about the avoda, and you go and you see people so meticulous, so medactic, about it, jumping up in the first thing in the morning, all wanting to take part, that's inspiring. Doing God's will. So that's what happens when we go to Yerushalayim. That is what Tosfos and Baba Basra say. So once we quoted a Rishon, let's quote an Achron. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a beautiful Lashon relating to Yerushalayim in Parshas Va'eschanan, in the Drash Moshe, where he talks about yearning to be in places of Kedusha, where Moshe Rabbeinu is davening Ebron of the era El Eretz HaTova. He wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he quotes the Gemara, even though he's not chayiv in the mitzvahs, he just wants to be there. Says Rav Moshe, Etzem Lios B'makam HaKedusha Hu Davar Gadol. Just wanting to be in a holy place, that is something great. Mikivon Shehashem Yisbarach Hikdash Makam Zeh, Yesh L'shtat Elio Sham. If Hashem made something sanctified, we should try to be there. U'pashut Shegama Mitzvah Hi B'Shvil Zeh Ladur B'Makam Kedusha. Actually, Yisdami Lo L'Kayim B'Shvil Mitzvah Soli Yisbarach. It's a mitzvah to live in Israel, says Rav Moshe, because it's a Makam Kadosh, separate from any of the mitzvahs, even if I don't do any mitzvahs, Hatzli Yisbarach. still to live in a place with greater kedusha. V'lochein, and this is our point, gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yosem b'shar Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's expensive, and maybe there are other factors in raising children. You have to figure out where the best place to raise children. But at least in theory, living in a Makom Kadosh, being in Yerushalayim, is a greater mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah says at the end of Ksubas. Say, a husband and wife could force each other to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. That's this halacha. After leka mitzvahs are tlis b'Yerushalayim. Even though there are no specific mitzvahs that are tali there, levada mitzvahs to bayi choma, besides the mitzvahs that require a wall, to call shakal adam k'sheish lo mechuyav lavo, when a person has netu ravai v'chulu, nimsa she'etzem adira inu mevi yeser mitzvahs, rach b'shvil ha'kedusha hi ha'mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. He gives kedusha to physical places, to physical items, and we have to connect ourselves to them. Okay, this is all connected to idea number two of the Sefer HaChinuch, where he discusses that we are connected to Yerushalayim through this mitzvah of Netar Ravai. Okay, number three is what we mentioned yesterday from the Ramban, but he quotes it here. For Ramban Zachon Mubracha Kasa Vatam Mitzvah Zubi Perushav, the Ramban explains, just like we learn Ramban Al HaTorah, the Chinuch learns Ramban Al HaTorah. Right, it's been around for hundreds of years. Same Ramban. Kedei Lachaber Hashem Meirashis Kol Tzvuaseinu. The point of these two mitzvahs together, Orla and Netar Ravai, is to give Hashem the beginning, the best. V'lo nochal mehemach enavi kol pri shana achas ilum Hashem. The first 3 years, there's not such produce, it's not such great fruit. So the first three, and we want to give the best, which is the first to Hashem, meaning eating it in His presence in Yerushalayim. So what do we have to do? So the first 3 years, you can't partake of. Because if you partake of it, then you won't be giving Him the first. But you can't give it to Him yet, because it's not beautiful and bountiful and delicious. So you have to wait till the fourth year, when it's bountiful and delicious, and bring that up to Yerushalayim. That is what the Ramban said yesterday, and it relates to today's mitzvah as well. Gam she'in nosim b'pir yotam or reachtov, it doesn't taste as good, so therefore we wait. So that is all three reasons behind the mitzvah of Netar Ravai. Now let's get into some of the halachos. Midini ha-mitzvah. Masha amir zochon lovracha, as we learned in Maseches Brachos. Sha'arotza liftos Netar Ravai, if somebody wants to redeem Netar Ravai, if I have a lot of Ravai fruit, and, you know, if you think about it, Ravai could be a lot bigger schlep than Maiser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is a tenth of what's left, you know, after Truma and Maaser Rishon, so a tenth. Netar Ravai is all of it, the fourth year. It's all Netar Ravai. It's not like a percentage. It's all Netar Ravai. So you can imagine, it's a big schlep. So what do? You have to pode it, be mechalo the kedusha onto money, and you just bring the money up, and the fruit lose their kedusha. Sharosa liftos Netar Ravai, podeyu, kimo Maaser Sheni, shehu, Nifta, just like Maaser Sheni is Nifta. Klomar, Shepoda, Aperis, Bekesef, Umala, Kesel, Yerushalayim, you bring the money up. Vimpodea, La Atzmo, Mosef, Chomesh, and if somebody is redeeming it, their own fruit, they have to add on a fifth, which is what we call 25%. Shekain, it's a fifth after it's added on. Shekain, Huadin, Maaser Sheni, just like Maaser Sheni has the Allah of Chomesh, Vimgol, Yigal, Ishmi, Maestro, Hamishiso, Yosef, Allah, so too, Netar Ravai. Avalapoda, Maaser Sheni, La Chayrim, in Mosef, Chomesh. If I'm being poda somebody else's Maaser Sheni, I don't have to add on the Chomesh. Chomesh is only for the owner. There are two important issues brought up in the Menchas Chinuch. First, the Menchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, he discusses, the halacha is, that if somebody eats Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, we know he gets Malkus. So, as the Menchas Chinuch, how far do we go in comparing Maaser Sheni and Netar Ravai? Are they exactly the same in every halacha? They are the same in many halachas. But where we don't know if a certain halacha of Maaser Sheni applies to Netar Ravai, do we automatically apply it? Or do you say, no, not exactly. That's what he says on top. Nira. The Dafka Le'inyin Mitzvahs Asei Hanogas B'Maaser Sheni Dino Shaveh. I think, says the Menchas Chinuch, possibly, that only regarding the Mitzvahs Asei, the Mitzvah of Pidyon, the Mitzvah of Achila, that's where Maaser Sheni and Netar Ravai are comparable. Aval Halos Asei, Dehainu Achlu Chutz Yerushalayim Im Lokin. If you eat outside of Yerushalayim, that you get malchus for that. O sha'achlu batuma or o ba'aninus, or I ate it when I was tamei, or rachman al-islam, when somebody was an onain, ef shardein alokim in Netar Ravai. Maybe you wouldn't get malchus for that. Maybe you only compare it regarding the mitzvah sasei of Maaser Sheni. But the mitzvah lo sasei of Maaser Sheni maybe aren't comparable. Or the Efshah, the other side. Kiva Diafinim Gzeira Shava. Once I have Gzeira Shava comparing the two, Kodesh Kodesh, the Lukuli Milsa Yafinan. Maybe you compare it the whole way, and he says four lines down, V'lo Re'isi Bazeh Gilu L'Din Zeh. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen a gili on this for all the halachas that relate to the lo sases and netter avai. I'm not sure if that is comparable. Number one. Let's just go in order that we're here. In Oz Gimel, the Minchas Kenef discusses machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Do you have to use money to redeem netter avai? What if I want to use grain? Grain is lighter than fruit. I don't have so much liquid cash, so I want to redeem my fruit onto grain. Why let it do that? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. Says the Rambam, one is allowed to do it. I'll read it to you. The Rambam says, Ketzad podin netter avai bizman hazeh. He continues, V'acha podes kulam, afilu b'pruta achas, v'omer arei l'p'tuin b'pruta zu, u'mashlok pruta liyam ha-melech. We'll get to that. O machalalan al shavet pruta. Mi peres acheros, you can be mechalalit onto shavet pruta. The Omer hare kala peres haelu mechulalin al chitim elu, al saorim elu. The chayotzei man, it goes onto the wheat, it goes onto this barley. The sorry for something, you can burn it, and then that's it. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram zehu tema. The alfina kodesh kodesh mi meiser sheni. Meiser sheni, for sure you need money, not shavet kesef. So here the Rambam has a distinction. This is the Minchas Chinuch issue. Are they exactly the same, Maaser Sheni Netter Avai, or are there distinctions? According to the Rambam, there's a distinction. Maaser Sheni only onto money. Netter Avai, you could even do onto other foods. There are other issues as well, but maybe we'll get back to some soon. But if you look at the Minchas Chinuch later on, in Os Dalid, he has an important ha'ara, and that is that Chinuch quoted that if somebody redeems their own Meiser Sheni Netter Avai, they have to add on a Chomesh. But somebody else's, so then they don't have to add on a Chomesh. The Mishnah says, Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Os Dalid, the Mishnah says that Meiser Sheni, you're allowed to trick. You're allowed to be Ma'arim. I'm allowed to give my fruit to my old son who's financially independent, give it to him, and have him redeem my fruit, so he doesn't have to pay the chomesh. Ketzad, Omer Adam lebeno lebito agdolim la'avdol shevchoso ivrim, helach mos elu, b'tei loch maizur sheni zeh. Here, I give him money. Here's the money. Son, please redeem the fruit. It's not your fruit, it's my fruit, so you're going to redeem, you're not going to have to give a chomesh. So the Mishnah says, ha'arama is mutter, ha'arama, tricking. This is a huge topic in many different areas in halacha. When do we say ha'arama is allowed, and when do we say ha'arama is not allowed? There's two sugis in the beginning of Maseches Beitza that discuss ha'arama. The Rashba in Beitza Yad Aleph, I forgot to bring it, the Rashba in Beitza Yad Aleph, and the Rosh in Maseches Shabbos both use the same lashon. Lav kol ha'aramos shavos. You can't compare all ha'aramos. Some ha'aramos are okay, and some are not. And there are two issues in every ha'arama. For example, the Gemara in Brachas, ma'arim adam al tvuaso. A person could be ma'arim and bring the grain through the roof and not through the front door, so you're not chayav chumas ha'maisras. So ma'arim, the lashon of ma'arim there. Or you're allowed to do certain types of ha'arama on yantif in order to salt the hide from the animal that you shechted. You could put it on the floor, and then you could salt the meat. There are different ways. So when is ha'arama an okay thing and not an okay thing? So you have to look about each and every case. The Rashba there in Beis Yigit Aleph says that. But there are always two issues when one is looking at ha'arama. This also comes up, by the way, in Prizbal, in Heter Iska, in Mechiras Chametz. All of these discussions are, is it okay to do what we're doing? So again, the two issues. Number one, the how it works. The mechanism itself. Is the mechanism fully halachic? That's the most important issue. Is what you're doing halachically sound? Once that's true, so that's why, Mechiras Chametz, we do six different kinyanim with a guy, it's halachically sound. Prizbal, Hetariska, all of these are, that's the first question, are they halachically sound? The second question that one has to ask, once we say it would work, what's the motivation? So then already, Chazal could say, you know what, it's a bad motivation, it might work, but the motivation is not pure. Like Mechiras Chametz, it works, what's the motivation? Or Hetariska, Prizbal. So again, in all these cases, that's the two questions one always has to ask in any ha'arama sugya. Does it work? And why are you doing it? So that's what he talks about here. He just notes that the Mishnayos say that one can be ma'arim here, lachachila, and not have to pay the chomesh by giving the fruit to someone else. Okay, continues the chinuch now. Let's go a little more. The kedusha of netter avai is only when it gets a little big. When it grows, it's called onas ha-maiser. The same time that it's chayiv in chumas ha-maisers, that's when it gets to be chayiv in the kedusha of netter avai. Skip two lines. Machlokes rishonim. Vein poda also b'mechubar. Am I allowed to be poda and switch the kedusha onto money while it's still attached? Why? What's the issue? Because let's say I have all this fruit. I don't want to have to eat it all at once. I have a whole orchard of fruit. I want to leave it attached. And then what? I'll redeem it all now. I want to eat it. I want to be able to pick them. I'll redeem it all. I'm going to Yerushalayim now. I'll redeem it and then bring the money up. That's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam says you can't do that. The Rambam says you have to first pluck it, first make it talush, and then redeem it. Again, just like Meiser Sheni, there's a comparison. Acherim Pirshu, he quotes the Rosh and Tosfos and others say, no, you can be Poteh B'Mechubar. And again, that's a distinction between Meiser Sheni and Netzer Avai. Again, many halachas, they're comparable, and many halachas, they are not comparable. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. Vapodeh Kerem Ravai. Ratza podeo anavim, rotza podeo yayin. Kerem ravai is unique. As we know, in various areas of halacha, vines and grapes have a different halacha than fruit, so you'll either redeem it as grapes or wine. B'chein azesim. Aval sharapeiros podosam kodem shishtanu mibri yasan. But when it comes to other fruits, you have to do it as fruit, not as liquid. And what do I do by a pidyon? Ha-pidyon hu sha-omrim, peiros aleyu mucholon al-kesef zeh, v'ayu mucholon b'kach. We're podeh. We do this bizman hazeh. Somebody has netter ravai. We do a bizman hazeh and we make a bracha. If it's vadai, lo, if it's vadai ravai, umala kesef ochle bishalayim, and you bring up the money. Bizman hazeh, though, we rely on Shmuel. If you have a Shmuel b'gemara, shehekdish shavet mona shechilo shavet pruta mechulo. Very important halacha of Shmuel. Hekdish, and we extend it to Meiser Shady and netter ravai, one does not have to be podesh shavet b'shavet. It's exactly equal values. I could take a whole orchard, I could take a whole vineyard, and be poda it onto 5 shekel. That's it, small thing. That's hekta shalomana shachala shalaputa. Even one little puta mechula, it works. Bizmana zeh, that's what we do. Bizmana mikdash lechachila, you have to shava b'shava, you have to bring up the value. But bizmana zeh, we're going to throw out the money anyway. Right, we can't use the money because we don't have chomos. We need the chomos, the walls of Yerushalayim, in order to partake of Meiser Sheni Netzer Avai. So now it's just so we're going to throw out the money. So we rely on Shmuel Chachila, and we are not machalit on anything more than a shave pruta. Again, there's a lot here. Let's just finish up on the next column. There is a machlokas that the Chinuch quotes here about whether there's Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Remember yesterday we said there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that there is Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam says, yes. The Rambam says, Yireli, that there is Ravai in Chutz, I'm sorry, the opposite. The Rambam says, Yireli, this is in Yud Tezvav in Machal Zasuros, She'ein din netter Ravai noy b'chutz la'aretz. She'lo amr el ha'arla, only arla, not Ravai. V'horu mixas ga'onim, she'kerem Ravai levado podon aso b'chutz la'aretz, v'akach yemutur b'achila. V'eilo davar ze ikar. So Machlokas, we showed him. We discussed this Machlokas a couple of months ago. Sometime last year when we had a shir, daf be'in shir, related to two types of halacha l'moshe misinai, maybe that's that root here, how the Rambam and the Gaonim understand the halacha l'moshe misinai of arla chutz la'aretz. Is the halacha l'moshe misinai telling me that it's really arla, or it's a new din of arla? If it's real arla, then l'chora, netter ravai would be automatic as well. Okay. Continuing at the end now, v'over al mitzvah zu, v'lohela peiros yushalayim, if somebody has peiros ravai, does not bring them up to yushalayim. O pidyona, bizman abayis, who does not redeem them. O shalop pidon ba'aretz, or you didn't redeem them properly. Afilu achshav, bitel asei zeh. It's a bitel asei, v'lo chafitz bibracha. And you obviously don't care about the bracha that God would give you if you do the mitzvah. O mekayma, yehei baruch. But if your mekayim it, it's a special, again, one of the mitzvahs that we could do something with an item and be zochet to a bracha because of that item. Okay, again, there's a lot more here. Feel free to look in the Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch, in Reis Salad Dalad, more halacha l'maisa ravai. Those are the two mitzvahs related to fruit. Tomorrow we get into a totally different mitzvah. The Isser of a Ben Sora Amora. Not the Dinim, but the Isser of Ben Sora Amora being a person with Derech Eretz. That's basically tomorrow's mitzvah, Bez Hashem, as we will get up to it.